This is a Zero Agenda News podcast. This episode is based on an evidence-graded timeline research paper published at zeroagendanews.com. Every claim in the paper is labeled by confidence and tied to sources, so what follows separates documented fact from inference and interpretation. From the Patriot Act to Belmarsh Prison to Helsinki's courtrooms, a documented pattern of national security law used to criminalize journalism across the United States, United Kingdom, France, Canada, and the Nordic. The paper covers the period from 1991 to 2026. It has 17 timeline entries. The timeline includes 15 entries graded as fact and 2 entries graded as conjecture. The episode follows the strongest points in the record and keeps the confidence labels audible. The first phase is the post-Cold War baseline from 1991 to 2001. From 1991 to 2001, Cold War ends. Western press operates under the strongest practical protections of the modern era, but the legal infrastructure for repression remains intact. The collapse of the Soviet Union removed the ideological justification that had driven the most aggressive uses of state secrecy law in Western democracies. Between 1917 and 2009, only one person was convicted under the United States Espionage Act for leaking to a news organization, a measure of restraint that reflected political cost, not legal incapacity. This entry is graded as conjecture, so the script treats it as a documented claim or inference rather than settled fact. The second phase is 9 and 11, and the security state, from 2001 to 2008. October 2001, US A Patriot Act signed 6 weeks after 9 and 11 with minimal debate, journalist sources newly exposed to secret seizure. President Bush signed the US A Patriot Act on 26 October 2001, less than 6 weeks after the September 11 attacks, with almost no floor debate in Congress. Section 215 allowed the FBI to compel production of any tangible thing, including journalists' notes, phone records, and digital communications, for intelligence investigations, with gag orders prohibiting disclosure to the subject. This entry is graded as fact. From 2001 to 2008, United Kingdom Terrorism Acts Schedule 7 and post 9 and 11 expansions create a legal basis for detaining anyone at borders, without suspicion, without charge. The United Kingdom's Terrorism Act 2000, already in force before 9 and 11, included Schedule 7, a power allowing police to stop, question, and detain any person at a port or border for up to 9 hours without requiring any suspicion of wrongdoing. No lawyer was required, statements could be compelled. The United Kingdom government expanded anti-terror powers in a series of acts through the 2000s. This entry is graded as fact. The third phase is criminalizing sources, from 2009 to 2016. From 2009 to 2016, Obama administration prosecutes 8 sources under the Espionage Act, more than all previous United States presidents combined in 92 years. Between 2009 and 2016, the Obama Justice Department brought Espionage Act charges against 8 individuals accused of leaking to the press: Thomas Drake, Shammai Leibovitz, Stephen Kim, Chelsea Manning, Donald Sachtelben, Jeffrey Sterling, John Kiriakou, and Edward Snowden. Between 1917 and 2009, only one such prosecution had succeeded. This entry is graded as fact. June 2013, Snowden reveals NSA and GCHQ mass surveillance of journalists and sources. Governments respond by targeting the reporting, not the surveillance. Beginning 5 June 2013, Edward Snowden's disclosures through The Guardian and The Washington Post revealed that the NSA and GCHQ were conducting mass surveillance of phone records, internet communications, and digital metadata across Western populations. The reporting established that journalist source communications were swept into these programs. This entry is graded as fact. August 2013, United Kingdom detains Glenn Greenwald's partner at Heathrow for 9 hours under Schedule 7. Prime Minister Cameron threatens The Guardian with injunctions. On 18 August 2013, United Kingdom police detained David Miranda at Heathrow Airport for 9 hours under Schedule 7 of the Terrorism Act, the maximum permitted. Miranda was carrying 58,000 GCHQ documents for journalist Glenn Greenwald. His laptop, phone, and drives were seized. This entry is graded as fact. June from 2012 to 2019. Julian Assange takes refuge in Ecuador's London embassy. United States pursues WikiLeaks publisher for publishing classified documents journalists routinely receive. Julian Assange entered the Ecuadorian embassy in London in June 2012, having been granted asylum. WikiLeaks had published classified United States military and diplomatic documents, working with The Guardian, Der Spiegel, The New York Times, and Le Monde. This entry is graded as fact. 2014, PEN International Survey. 28% of American writers have self-censored following Snowden surveillance revelations. A survey by PEN International conducted following the Snowden disclosures found that 28% of PEN's American members had curtailed their usage of social media to avoid surveillance, and 16% had avoided writing about certain topics altogether out of fear of government monitoring. This entry is graded as fact. The fourth phase is normalizing repression, from 2017 to 2026. April 2019, Assange arrested, held in HM Prison Belmarsh for 5 years as United States extradition request works through United Kingdom courts. Julian Assange was arrested by United Kingdom police on 11 April 2019 after Ecuador withdrew his asylum and allowed police to enter the embassy. He was held in Belmarsh, a high-security prison, for 5 years while the United States extradition request was contested in United Kingdom courts. He faced 18 United States charges, 17 under the Espionage Act, for receiving and publishing classified documents. This entry is graded as fact. August 2021, United Kingdom proposes Official Secrets Act reform. Journalists could face 14-year sentences for receiving unauthorized disclosures, same penalty as foreign spies. The United Kingdom government published proposals in August 2021 to overhaul the Official Secrets Act, including increasing penalties for unauthorized disclosure from 2 years to up to 14 years in prison. The proposals would apply to journalists receiving leaked information, not merely to the sources who provided it. This entry is graded as fact. Late 2021, Denmark, police and defense intelligence agencies reportedly attempt to intimidate journalists and expose sources, citing high treason provisions. In late 2021, Danish police and defense intelligence reportedly undertook an attempt to identify and expose journalistic sources through legal pressure, citing clauses related to high treason. The episode is documented by Nordic Press Freedom Monitors and described as extraordinary even by the standards of Denmark's otherwise strong press freedom record. This entry is graded as conjecture, so the script treats it as a documented claim or inference rather than settled fact. November 2021, January 2024, Canada, an emerging pattern of police arresting and charging journalists covering indigenous and protest stories. In November 2021, photojournalist Amber Bracken was arrested by RCMP officers while covering the coastal GasLink pipeline protests on Wet'suwet'en territory for the Narwhal. She was held for 3 nights and had her camera and materials seized. This entry is graded as fact. January 2023, Finland convicts Helsingin Sanomat journalists of disclosing state secrets for reporting on domestic surveillance expansion, using information from public records. Helsinki District Court convicted journalists Tuomo Pietilainen and Laura Halmanen on 27 January 2023 for disclosing state secrets. Their reporting, published from December 2017, documented plans to expand Finland's security services' powers of surveillance and covert operations domestically and abroad. This entry is graded as fact. September 2023, France. DGSI raids investigative journalist Ariane Lavrilou holds her for 39 hours over reporting on a classified military operation in Egypt. On 19 September 2023, officers from France's domestic intelligence agency, DGSI, accompanied by an anti-terrorism judge, raided the Marseille home of Ariane Lavrilou, an investigative journalist at Disclose. She was held in custody for nearly 39 hours, questioned about a covert French military operation in Egypt known as Operation Sealy. This entry is graded as fact. The paper's interpretation turns on this point. National security law has replaced the Cold War as the primary instrument of press suppression in the West. The Cold War justified surveillance and secrecy on ideological grounds that were abandoned after 1991. The machinery remained. What replaced the ideological justification was the national security exception, a legal category that resists judicial scrutiny, lacks a public interest test in most Western jurisdictions, and applies regardless of whether publication caused harm. The paper's interpretation turns on this point. The Assange prosecution was a message, not just a case. Julian Assange was not convicted of publishing. He pleaded guilty to conspiring to receive information. But the 14-year legal campaign against him, and the United Kingdom's willingness to hold him in a high-security prison for 5 years at the United States' request, established something more significant than the outcome of a single case. The paper's interpretation turns on this point. Nordic leadership at the top of press freedom rankings masks structural vulnerabilities that national security law can activate anywhere. Finland, Norway, Denmark, and Sweden are cited globally as evidence that press freedom can be protected. They are correct to be cited. Journalists in Helsinki and Oslo operate with protections unavailable in Washington or Paris. But the Finnish convictions for reporting on public interest legislation using public sources with no harm established, demonstrate that the legal apparatus to criminalize journalism exists in every Western democratic state. The paper's interpretation turns on this point. National security law has replaced the Cold War as the primary instrument of press suppression in the West. The Cold War justified surveillance and secrecy on ideological grounds that were abandoned after 1991. The machinery remained. What replaced the ideological justification was the national security exception, a legal category that resists judicial scrutiny, lacks a public interest test in most Western jurisdictions, and applies regardless of whether publication caused harm. The paper's interpretation turns on this point. The Assange prosecution was a message, not just a case. Julian Assange was not convicted of publishing. He pleaded guilty to conspiring to receive information. But the 14-year legal campaign against him and the United Kingdom's willingness to hold him in a high-security prison for 5 years at the United States' request established something more significant than the outcome of a single case. The practical recommendation is direct. The Espionage Act must be reformed to include an explicit public interest defense for journalism. The United States Espionage Act of 1917 contains no defense for publication in the public interest. It makes no distinction between a journalist and a foreign agent. Every prosecution since 2009 has exploited this absence. Congress has repeatedly introduced shield law legislation that has not passed. The practical recommendation is direct. The United Kingdom Official Secrets Act reform proposals must be withdrawn or comprehensively amended to include a public interest defense. The proposed increase from 2 to 14 years for unauthorized disclosure without a public interest defense and with journalists treated equivalently to foreign spies would be the most aggressive restriction on source journalism in United Kingdom peacetime history. The central takeaway is this: the documented timeline matters because it separates what is established from what is inferred, and it makes the uncertainty visible instead of hiding it. This episode was adapted from the full evidence-graded timeline, where you can read the source link paper, review each confidence label, and inspect the evidence directly. Every claim sourced, every conclusion labeled. ZeroAgendaNews.com.